Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Damon Davis, and he's the author of a new book called God Cures. The website for that is godcuresbook.com, and he's a talk show host and has a faith-filled journey with an interesting life. Based in Atlanta, Legacy Worldwide is his ministry. Damon, good to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jerry. It's an honor to be on the show with you, and hello to all your listeners. I trust that this time together is not only insightful, but that God is able to get to them what he really wants to help them revitalize their health, bring some health and wholeness and healing to their bodies. And I like to say it like this: discover what God created and purposed in them to do in this world.
Huh. Okay, here's a quote from your book, God Cures. While there are certainly some very clear things to try and avoid pertaining to diet, exercise, prayer, meditation, and exploring and discovering happiness through hobbies and joy through Jesus, this book is more about things we can do to improve our condition without becoming religious about it and completely restricting all the little things that give us pleasure in life. You know what that reminds me of? End quote from your book. It reminds me of the old line somebody said, you know, everything I like is either illegal, immoral, or fattening.
Oh, so true. So true.
So you know, tell us about that.
Sure. It's so funny how often, Jerry, I'm asked from people that are thinking about picking up the book or embarking upon the journey. The journey is 21 days, and its the tagline is 21 days to look good, live great, and love well. And how many people ask me, oh, is this one of those, you know, really tough crash diets that, you know, I'm going to try and find myself quitting or failing inside the first, you know, what, 7 days? Of a 21-day journey, and it's a common question, and I actually understand the question, because in truth, I'd like to say that the book is a 21-day journey, and that I discovered that God cures during the course of writing the book. But in truth, as the book profiles, it took me a decade for God to get to me what I needed to understand about how to move into a place really of freedom with him, where you're allowing him to guide you into a path that is not only realistic, but that is free and not stressful and not full of anxiety and so many things that really become the profile, if you will, for so many people, especially in this time of year, that come January 1st, they have all these New Year's resolutions. Maybe it was to finally get up on time or read the Bible from cover to cover or go to bed at a certain time or spend more time with the kids or put a little bit more percentage into the job to get a certain little bit back or to lose some, or this whole category of getting healthy. Mm-hmm. And whole and healed and letting God cure you. And so many people have tried the diet and books, and they've tried all of the fitness programs and what have you, and found themselves failing. And part of that is because, let's face it, most of us don't reach out for help until we have arrived at a place where we're ready to surrender. And then we find ourselves clinging to so many sources of information out there, of things to do and things not to do. And at the end of the day, and following man's pathway to health and wholeness and healing, it is about religion. It is about a checklist. It is about what God is not about. Certainly, God is about living a life of purity in many cases and striving for holiness and God of great love, a God of great grace, and he understands us more than we know that he does, and he knows the number of hairs we have on our head. He knows our strengths and our weaknesses and our frailties. God knows how we tick. God knows what works for us and what does not. And really, the journey the God Cures journey, it's not about putting on a list all of the things you shouldn't eat and building a really religious, regimented plan to get out of where you are into where God wants you to be. It, the whole journey is really about striking balance in the governance of our spirit, our soul, and our body. It is about getting onto the path for the first time in our life where we are living a life of peace. And I hate to say make it easier, sounds so light, but getting on the easy street with God. You know, we take on more burden than we should. We apply more grease to a thing than sometimes it accounts for. We try so many fad diets and try so many hoops and loops and somersaults to get to an end result. And sometimes we do it because some told us that's what worked for them and this is what will work for you. And you got to do it exactly the way I say to do it and do it the way it worked for me. You know what I profile in God Cures? I profile first a discovery of who you are and who God is to you and who God wants to be in your life. And then I profile getting the three parts of you, spirit, soul, and body, in the right working order. And the whole journey, whether it's how you conduct yourself in those three areas or about what you eat and what you don't eat, the whole God Cures journey is about balance. And really, when we move into a place of balance, this is what the medical industry tells us. This is what all of the health gurus will tell us. This is what your local doctor will tell you. Whether it's conventional medicine and conventional wisdom or natural wellness practitioners, the body is designed to heal itself. It's called homeostasis. That whole term is about balance. When we finally move into a place of balance where we're resting in God's grace and what he wants for us, it's amazing how God hardwired our DNA to begin to repair itself, to heal itself. And so the God Cures journey, I wanted to say right up front to answer your question, and I apologize for going around my elbow to get to a simple answer to a simple question. The whole premise of the book is really about not working so hard. There are little things that we can do to adjust the areas of our personality and the areas of our life that make massive, massive differences. It truly does.
Make like massive what? Massive.
I wrote the book while, my apologies, I'm interrupting.
Oh, I just misunderstood the word, or I couldn't understand the word. They make massive, I guess, massive difference in your life? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Sometimes the smallest of shifts that we can make tremendous differences in our life. I'll use an example.
Okay.
How many people don't know the importance of sleep? How many people don't know that sleep leads the body not just to a place of the mind being fresh and renewed, but when we are in a place of rest and sleep, our body is actually healing itself. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
For some of the old timers, if you will, my grandpa, who came along celebrating how hard they worked, but also celebrating that they only needed to function on 4 hours sleep. People don't know that the body will not heal if you're living a life like that.
Wow.
Or stress. So many people say, you know, I'm managing the stress well. I just push through and I lean on God, not knowing that we're not supposed to be carrying levels of stress. And if we don't know how to manage stress, and in some cases, how to let go and let God, then stress is one of the greatest silent killers of mankind.
Yeah. And in fact, let me, if I could just jump in here. As you're saying all these things, I keep thinking of a Bible passage where Martha and Mary are with Jesus in Luke chapter 10, and they're having Jesus over for dinner, and Martha's doing all this work, and she's upset because Mary's just sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to his teaching. And so Martha comes in and says, you know, Master, tell my sister to get in the kitchen and help me with this. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're distracted about many things. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. So in other words, have a seat, Martha. You're welcome to listen to my word as well. But, I mean, that's a fascinating passage, and maybe you want to say something about it.
Well, no, you're exactly right. And also in that passage, when you read the scripture, it really speaks also to Martha being burdened with much serving. God Cures presents a journey that allows people to begin the process of discovery of the things that they've been doing for so many years, in many cases unknowingly, that are breaking their bodies down over time mm-hmm. and have become the breeding ground, if you will, for so many ailments, so many sickness, and so much disease, and begin to implement little things into their life that can move their life into a place of balance without burden. Well, yes, they're doing some works, but they're not doing more than they're capable of. And the little things that they're doing, that they're adding to the equation of their life, they're not taking everything away, can begin to move their body and their mind and their spirit and their soul into a place of rest and peace and joy, where the body begins to respond and the body moves into a place of balance and begins to heal itself. What a lot of people don't know is that sickness is not just a state of aging. And what is that the first...
Okay, all right, you're in a bad cell right now, so part of what you're saying is being lost. So while you get in a good cell, let me just jump in also and say, I think that if one really focuses on, for the new year, let's love God more with all our heart, soul, mind, soul, and strength, and love our neighbor as yourself, and focus on those big things, that a lot of the little things will take care of themselves.
Well, you couldn't have hit the nail more on the head of the importance of us loving ourselves, and I would tell you...
Well, loving God and our neighbor as well as, you know...
Well... Yes. Number one, it's loving God. He is to be the center of our world. From Him and through Him and to Him, the Bible says, are all things.
Right.
Obviously, loving our neighbor. And you're absolutely right. Many people have not respected that part of that scripture or that fundamental truth. But I do want to rest on that third part of loving ourselves. How many people are sick and they are diseased? Because they're not taking care of themselves. And really at the core of that is an identity crisis in this country. Whether that's a father fracture or whether that's because tragedy in the past has struck and someone has lost confidence in themselves, lost sight of who they are. Maybe they have never really pursued to discover God's purpose and plan and destiny and will for their life. Maybe they need to discover God in a whole new way. The point is, so many people get up and fumble through life not recognizing their true value, not recognizing the gifts that God planted in them that the world is waiting to see, not knowing how much value they have. And therefore, many of us go through life doing things damaging to those three parts of our personality, our spirit, our soul, and our body. And if we really were to understand the magnificence that God created in us, the amazing working machine that He created, how much God created for us to accomplish, how much we truly can accomplish, that there's nothing outside of our grasp, if it be God's will, that we can accomplish. If we were to start dreaming again, if we were to be able to look beyond shame and guilt from the past, if we were able to really pull ourselves up and overcome some great tragedy that befell us and begin to start dreaming again, my God, what we could accomplish. And I provide in the book a theory, and it's really not theory, I believe it's not only biblically based, but there's so many examples.
We have about 15 seconds left. Go ahead.
Perfect. That we can point to, which is to say that the whole part or the concept of getting sick and diseased is really the enemy's strategy to get us into a place where we cannot accomplish all that God created us to accomplish. And so when people read this book, Jerry, what you're going to discover is not just the steps to allow God to bring us cure to their life, they're going to discover what God created them to do in this world to begin with.
Hmm. All right, Damon Davis, thanks so much for joining us on this GodCuresBook.com for more information. Thank you, Damon. All the best.